The Canadian Taxpayers Federation is urging Ottawa to reverse its position on a controversial program launched in the CBRM as a pilot program last fall. The Federation's Devin Drover says the federal gun buyback program urging Canadians to turn in restricted firearms is a waste of time and money targeting law-abiding citizens.
You know, I think the message has been very clear, not only from law-abiding firearms owners, but also from the experts, that this program is not going to make Canadians any safer. You know, you have people like the union representing RCMP members who say this is going to divert, you know, very limited police resources away from targeting illegal firearms and organized crime. So I think there's a lot better options for the federal government to, you know, tackle crime in our communities than focus on law-abiding gun owners. And I think, you know, Prime Minister Mark Carney has reversed a lot of, you know, policy decisions from his predecessor, Justin Trudeau. You know, we've seen that with the electric vehicle mandate. We've seen that with the consumer carbon tax. I think this is a another program that he easily could have reversed rather than push ahead on it when, you know, the experts that, you know, normally the federal government or politicians turn to for advice are saying it's not going to work.
Drover comments on the recent shooting on the West Coast, leaving a total of 8 people dead.
So, you know, I think it is absolutely a tragedy what happened in British Columbia. But a lot of that, you know, a lot of these major incidents often either come to non-law abiding gun owners or people with, you know, serious mental illness issues that need to be addressed, and I think are better addressed through investments, for example, in mental health services. So I think, you know, fundamentally, if we look at those, you know, who are on the streets every day dealing with tragedies, dealing with crimes in our communities, they're saying this program isn't the right answer to, you know, deal with those type of crimes. And, you know, I really think, you know, confiscating firearms from people who are already vetted, licensed and regulated does not meaningfully address the criminal pipeline. So, you know, it doesn't mean the debate is simple, but it does mean that safety claims and focuses on reducing crime in our community should be backed by evidence.
Former police chief Robert Walsh endorsed the program in September.
This is about public safety and security of our communities and putting the protections in place to prevent further victimization and tragedy from gun violence.
The CBRM pilot netted 25 guns out of a goal of 200 during the pilot program. Gun owners coast to coast now have about a month to declare their interest in participating.